Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Terrorists have struck again, this time in several cities in Spain. First in Barcelona, a van driven by a terrorist rammed his vehicle into crowds of people, many of them tourists, on a major tree-lined pedestrian mall, killing 13 and wounding more than 100. The driver fled the scene before later stabbing a man to death and taking his car to escape. Later on the same day, 70 miles away in the seaside town of Cabrils, five terrorists wearing fake suicide belts were shot dead by police after ramming pedestrians with a car in a second attack. One female civilian died and six other people were injured, including a police officer. The United States, said President Donald Trump in a tweet, condemns the terror attack in Barcelona, Spain, and will do whatever is necessary to help. According to Spanish police, the suspects had been preparing even bigger attacks in Barcelona for some time. At least four people have been arrested. ISIS has so far claimed responsibility for the Barcelona attack, the deadliest on Spanish soil since 2004, when more than 190 people died in the Madrid train bombings. Indeed, terrorism across Europe has exacted a high toll. Over the last 2 years, 364 people have lost their lives and countless more have been severely injured. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson offered American condolences for the loss of life and the injuries that occurred to so many innocent people yet again. "We stand ready to assist law enforcement and national security authorities in Spain," he said. "Terrorists around the world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice." The United States and Spain are strong allies in the fight against terrorism, including as members of the Defeat ISIS Coalition. The United States remains committed to defeating ISIS and preventing such horrific attacks in the future. We will not let terrorism become the new normal. Instead, such acts of violence only harden our resolve to fight back against terrorists, bring them to justice, and dismantle their networks.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.